The U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee is expected to vote today on the nomination of Alabama Senator Jeff Sessions as the country's next attorney general. VPR's Bob Kinzel spoke to Senator Patrick Leahy last night about a number of policies proposed by President Trump in his first week in office. Just a quick note, we spoke to Senator Leahy last night before President Trump fired Acting Attorney General Sally Yates. Leahy told VPR he strongly opposes the Sessions nomination.
Well, you know, I try to give him every benefit of doubt. I do that with all nominees. I voted for probably 95% of all Republican and all Democratic nominees over the years I've been here. So I start out by giving a president's nominee every benefit of the doubt. But I went over his. I went through hundreds, even thousands of pages of his speeches. I looked at his votes. I don't think that he has the independence or the philosophy that somebody should be attorney general for everybody. I'm not convinced that he would enforce the laws that he opposed when he's a senator. He voted against the Violence Against Women Act that was strengthened to include all women, including immigrants, added sexual trafficking of children. He voted against it. I don't know how anybody could possibly do that. I even had an amendment in the Judiciary Committee to say that religious freedom is a core principle of the United States. Most people voted for it, Republicans and Democrats. He voted against it. There are just too many areas where he's been outside the mainstream of his own party. I'm perfectly willing to see the president nominate a conservative Republican, provided somebody that we could be assured would protect all our rights, whether you're Republican or Democrat, men, women, no matter where you are.
Well, Senator Sessions has also been a strong supporter of President Trump's overall immigration policies. Was that a factor in your decision as well?
Well, he was one of the most ardent opponents of the immigration bill that got, two-thirds of the Senate voting for it, Republicans and Democrats. He just fought against it, spoke against it. One example, he had one amendment to gut it. He spoke for 45 minutes, and he got one vote, his. He has stayed so outside the mainstream on immigration matters. And now when we see a president saying, well, we'll look at one country, we'll certainly let Christians in, but not Muslims. I worry about an attorney general who's then going to enforce those laws.
Let's talk about the president's immigration policies. Over the weekend, he announced that he was halting all refugee resettlement programs from seven countries, including Syria. And that's an action that will have a big impact on a refugee resettlement program in Rutland. The president says these are not permanent bans, but are needed until more secure policies can be put into place over the next 90 days. He says it's a matter of national security. Is he wrong?
Wait. Yes, he is wrong. And I talked with Mayor Loris of Rutland about it. I knew the distress in the families in Rutland who are working hard to welcome these Syrian refugees. And I cannot understand what President Trump has said. Any refugee coming in here, especially from a number of countries in the Middle East, have to go through so many checks. It could take them years to go through all the vetting that they go through. Certainly, they go through a lot more vetting than some of the nominees that Donald Trump has sent up here. But you look at a four-year-old child who nearly drowned in trying to flee. What kind of a threat is this? If you want to talk about threats, look at 9/11. The people who did that came from Saudi Arabia and Egypt. They're not on the list.
Senator, are there any specific steps that you think Congress can take to overturn the president's executive order on refugee resettlements?
Well, they've already, the courts are knocking down because it's just, you know, he gave this order. He didn't even talk to people at the Department of Homeland Security or anybody who has to deal with that. He just did it. It's obviously a political thing, and the courts slammed it down. Now we're getting demonstrations all over the world. ISIS is using his order as a way to recruit people, saying, see, we told you the United States was anti-Muslim, and he's proving it.
I wanted to talk to you about the president's ideas about torture. He says he thinks torture works, but he'll leave it to his defense secretary to determine if the United States will engage in this type of activity in the future. Congress has passed a law prohibiting the use of torture. If that's the case, how can the Trump administration consider using torture in the future? Wouldn't that be in direct violation of federal law?
Torture be in direct violation. Everybody in our military, everybody in our intelligence will tell you it doesn't work. And all it does is give talking points for the other side. The president says, well, they use torture. Why can't we use torture? Because we're Americans. We're better than they are. And it does not work.
Senator, over the weekend, it was revealed that President Trump had issued another executive order that would give his chief political advisor, Stephen Bannon, a full seat on the National Security Council, basically putting Mr. Bannon on the same level as the Secretaries of State and Defense and the National Security Advisor. What do you think of this arrangement?
No president, Republican or Democratic, has ever taken a political advisor and put him in there. I've sat in some of these national security meetings with both Republican and Democratic presidents. There's no politics talked in there. They're very intense. You have briefings that come in from the military, from the intelligence people. You don't want a political advisor in there. I'll tell you one thing it will do. It will make some of our intelligence people who should be giving us the clearest information, they're going to be afraid to.
Finally, Senator, we've been talking about a number of policy items that President Trump has taken here in the first 10 days, immigration policies, his decision to build a wall along the Mexican border, his draft order that would allow torture. During the presidential campaign, he proposed many of these plans, and he did win the election, so voters certainly knew what they were getting when they elected him. So isn't this what a president is supposed to do, fulfill their campaign promises?
No, the president takes an oath to uphold the laws of this country and protect the Constitution. Torture is not upholding the law. He talks about, during the campaign, he said, we're going to build a wall and Mexico will pay for it. Now he says, we're going to build a wall and U.S. taxpayers can pay for it. And somewhere, someday, we might get reimbursed. Well, somewhere, someday, Santa Claus may leave me a big present. You know, it just, no, these are not the things anyone should do. He said he'd surround himself with experts. Now he says, no, I know more than the experts. I don't need them. I'll make these decisions. Well, look what happened today. We have our allies all over the world saying, what in heaven's name is going on? We see worldwide markets being affected by this. And look at the demonstrations throughout this country. When you have a president say, I'm going to set one religion against the other, I will let Christians in, we won't let Muslims in, even though they come from the same part of the world, even though if there is a threat, they pose the same kind of threat. No. This is there's a certain amount of hyperbole goes on in campaigns. I mean, he also said they'd release his tax returns once he got here. Well, He picks and chooses what he wants to do.
Senator Patrick Leahy, many thanks for your time today. We really appreciate it.
Good talking with you, Bob.